Hello, what's going on? I'm Bryce Mills. This is God is Dead. This is a podcast where we present to you our thesis. The world is doomed. Humanity, no hope. And that is because of all the things we see and hear on the internet, which we present to you case by case in this podcast. You can start anywhere you like. Doesn't matter. The theory is still the same. No chronological shit. No inside jokes, pretty much. So hey, you can start here or you can start wherever you want. Normally, my co-host Campbell Walker is here in the intro. He's here in this episode, but the reason I'm doing this intro sort of different is because as I'm editing this right now, I realize that the second half of the episode is completely distorted. It's completely unusable. I don't know what happened. I think we recorded the first half, then we paused, started the second half, and who knows, something just changed along the way. Some little setting, something weird, not sure, but hey, it doesn't matter. This is still a nice little bite-sized one, 20 minutes for a jog, for a commute, for a little dishwashing session if you've got 20 minutes worth of dishes and you had a big feast, whatever. As with every episode, you can find what we're referencing at our Instagram. Visually, you can play along. God is Dead, not clickbait. It's our Instagram. Our YouTube is God is Dead, where we're going to do a big dump of all the recent episodes. It's just a bit of a Zoom thing. Trying to edit that's a bit of a nightmare. It's coming, don't worry. And that's pretty much it. Strap in and let's get it.
God is Dead, case one. Sympathy marketing.
Oh, no. Can I take a guess?
Oh, please.
Pity as a selling tool?
Yes. You know, what the most recent really popular example of this that people might have seen, and we don't need to go into it at all, is have you seen a TikTok of this girl that's like, my life sucks. And then she goes on to explain that no one's listening to her music because she hasn't sold her soul and et cetera, et cetera. I have no thoughts or feelings on that video. It's just, if you look for the sympathy marketing, that got her a lot of attention. And we don't know yet whether it's good or bad. I know it did get her on some playlists, but then she also did an apology, kind of being like, I screwed up. My life really sucks now.
I wasn't grateful kind of enough.
Yeah, but anyway.
What a weird thing to be held accountable for. You need to be more grateful. That's fucking stupid.
Anyway, look, I've definitely seen plenty of times it actually work where brands will be like, oh, you know, something bad happened and now I'm just not able to sell my products. I guess no one cares. And everyone's like, we do care. And oh my God, these are awesome little beanies that you can get for dolls. Oh, I'm going to buy one. Or, oh no, actually those tacos look really good. I'm going to get one. And genuinely, fuck it. Some of them are really compelling stories, you know. I'm not going to sit here and say.
Friend of mine revived their business that way.
Really?
They were going under. Yeah.
They went viral?
More or less. This is a friend of Felicity's, but yeah, she was selling scrunchies online and then, oh no, she wasn't selling scrunchies online. She was selling, I think, lingerie. And then at one point she was like, oh God, I think I've got to close the shop because, you know, the pandemic hasn't been kind to too many people.
Yeah.
And then I think she made a scrunchie and someone's like, what if you made 600 of these and revived your shop? Or I'm not too sure where the idea came from, but she ended up doing that. And thanks to people power, she was able to stay alive.
Awesome.
I would say, unlike this case, she wasn't directly trying to extract sympathy.
Yeah.
So that probably counts her out.
Yeah.
I think it was more people power. I think that's the parallel.
It's definitely, you know, one of those ones that I think to cross it over the line for me, I've always been a little bit sus on this type of person, but the person who's like, you guys probably don't want to even hear what I have to say anyway. You guys hate me.
You guys must hate this podcast. You probably want to rate it 1 star on iTunes and never recommend it to any friend.
You probably don't ever want to listen to this case. It sucks anyway. And everyone hates me anyway. I don't actually, I don't really have any friends.
No, Bryce, No, we love you, Bryce.
You guys hate me, Bryce.
You're so funny and cool. And you have great eyebrows.
No, you're just saying that. I'm
not just saying that. Me and the friends, we were talking about this before.
No.
We were all in the group chat that you're not part of. We were all saying how much we love Bryce.
Yeah, well, nice try. I did a family DNA test and my eyebrows are genetically shit. So, no, you guys are lying. Anyway, we hate that type of person. You guys hate me. you hate us. You fucking hate this podcast. Just admit it. Just write in the reviews that you hate us. In fact, if you want to leave a 5-star review right now, I would love for someone to be like, just a hate comment, like, oh God, they just won't shut up. 5 stars. That'd be kind of funny.
My mum used to have this thought, so she was quite... She's a lovely lady, but very, very unsympathetic as a human, and I love that about her because it made me tough and resilient. But her kind of... What would you call it? Philosophy about martyrs. She's like, if somebody wants to cry, you give them a reason to cry about. If they say nobody likes me, you don't have to like them.
Oh, God. That is... No, but it is actually, to be fair, there is a lot of people where... You like I've seen this happen before totally where they go, it's like, hey, we're going out to get sandwiches for lunch. Did you want to come grab one with us? It's like, no. And you go, okay. And they kind of, because you know they want you to fucking beg them. It's like, sorry, I'm not always going to beg you. Sometimes I'll be like, is everything okay, man? Are you good? But if I know you're just playing it up, maybe sometimes you just got to go, okay.
Yeah, yeah. And I wish I was more compassionate. I wish I could be like, this is their way of asking for help, but I'm not.
You know what? Sometimes there are times where, yeah, I'll go, hey, no, I can tell something's going on. But the thing is, like, with a lot of those type of people is like, as a society, you know, we don't always have... the ability to read between the lines. Like, life's moving and life's busy, and I think a lot of these people are kind of going, well, the spotlight's on me right now and everyone should see
main
how
characters.
I'm feeling. But guess what? Like, you're in an office and, like, actually there's 10 things happening at once. So out of no ill will, you just might not be getting noticed the way you are being noticed, and that's where hopefully that person actually gets – kind of some you know, proper chats happening.
But let's say it had been successful for them long enough and this whatever you call it, a ploy, had been getting them attention. What happens when they run a business?
Well. Okay, so like I've said, sometimes it does really work. It's like, yeah, like I said, the classic, guys. But what I love so much about, because it's a really big thing on TikTok, it'll always be something like, after dropping my main job... And I've even seen it before, people being like, you know, I make these earrings out of clay and, you know, I guess nobody really cares about like clay earrings anymore, so I'm shutting it up. And you'll get a lot of people going, no, these are fucking awesome. I love this one, or I love that one. But this, if you have a look at the video, the caption is, I've put all my effort in this, but I don't know what to do anymore. Sad face, hashtag small business, and a few small business hashtags. This has 22 million views, this video. Yeah. So it's basically just a video of the text-to-speech. You'll hear it right here.
Sadly, I will be closing my store after not having a single order in 6 months. I tried the best I could, thanks to everyone that supports me.
So... Look, what they're selling, for those that aren't looking at the visual, is iPhone cases. And I'm going to not try to be too shady here, but by the looks of them, they're pretty generic patterns, man. They're kind of pretty... They're pretty Google image patterns. And it's probably a pretty competitive market, the phone cases. I don't see anything about these that are different to what you can buy at your local store. Genuinely, I don't see anything that's kind of a unique design. I know I'm probably... maybe a little ignorant, but it's like literally just Google images, I swear to God. And they show all these packages, like all this bubble wrap that's not being used, all these business cards that are getting tossed away. And the comments are what absolutely fucking send me. 89,000 comments to be exact. And let me just... can I just read some of these comments?
You know, that's all I want to hear right now.
Because I'm going into this being like, oh man, people must be like, no, don't give up. Oh my God, I bought one. The top one is, dang, that's crazy. Scrolls in like asterisks.
Oh, that's so well written.
A couple of people making fun of like, whoa, what the hell? The comments are, you know, what the fuck? Dang, 6 months? I would have closed it after a month. Oh, that's so sad. Scrolls. Looks like the case is from Five Below. Lol. It's okay. Lots of people fail miserably. You're not alone. And then some people...
No sympathy.
Yeah, some people being like, oh, these comments are so mean. Someone goes, okay, bet. I want to know where the... I think these are in chronological order. I want to see like the really... really brutal ones. Hold on. Probably should have had a better business idea than iPhone cases and work on your marketing, .. Designing cases ain't your thing. What else?
Kinda.
Look, there's so many comments, and the better ones that used to be there are kind of gone. But like, a lot of people there definitely is a lot of support. But I want to see now if she actually changed anything. Packing my first order is the next video after that. And then delivering our first orders. That was on the 27th of March. I don't know if that's ended up working for them. On Instagram, they've still only got 500 followers and they haven't posted
since March.
Since October last year on Instagram.
Huh.
So look, I don't even know what the point of the account is, because it looks like they made TikTok to post a video that says, "Damn, we have no orders." Man, I just can't fuck with this marketing tactic, because there's no actual storyline to it. It's just like, you get when there's a storyline and you can be like, you know, my dad got sick and I had to stop my business, but it was doing so well, or whatever. It's just straight up like, oh, here we go. Like
didn't work. Make it work. Come on, everybody. Please make it work for me.
Yeah, look at all these comments. You haven't had an order because the case is ugly. L, tough. Okay, cool. L, okay, good. Oh, well, how sad. Goodbye, I guess. Clearly had no one supporting you if you had zero orders. Yo, this is not the time or the place. Nah, it's not even funny anymore by the comments. Want to make me feel sad? Or want me to feel sad, sorry? Like, eyebrow up emoji. These phones are perfect for me, ... if I was a middle-aged mom. Well, you had a good run, I guess. So, yeah, the sound isn't available anymore. Apparently there are some clues as to what's going on in the sound. But I kind of was actually a little bit refreshed to see that people weren't just falling for this tactic, because it's just not, you need more, you need to do more, you know? We need to do more than just give me some background. I don't know. Is that brutal?
No, I think that we should really get into this with a judgment.
Final judgment. If you haven't listened to the podcast before, The Final Judgments, where we take our case, we ask, does it prove God is dead or God is alive? In the case of sympathy marketing as a whole, in general, in specifics though, specifically, fucking hell, we can get to this particular example of it. Cam, a couple of thoughts from you.
Couple of thoughts from me. So I want to, before I say whether or not God is dead, I want to get inside the head of the small business owner. So this person has they've ordered the iPhone cases because they're showing them in their room, right? With like all the bubble wrap, and they've ordered all the packaging.
Yeah.
So they've done the first step of it. They've got like inventory and I guess logistics. Yeah. I don't know. Like they're figuring out what would happen if they got orders.
Yeah.
But they've over-ordered without knowing whether or not they could get orders, right? Like, so like, that's on them first.
And for 6 months, they've been sitting there, if according to this timeline. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So they've been sitting there for 6 months with like zero demand and only supply of these iPhone cases. All right, cool. That's the snapshot. Now, I think contextually, that would be the next thing to look at. So like, the internet is just a Cambrian explosion of communication and small businesses and influencers and marketing tactics. It's wild. And so this person would be seeing things like this go viral, but they would work for the right reason. Like, my business was working, but then my dad got sick, exactly what you said. So they would see this and they would start building up this database of ways to sell things. Meanwhile, you're also seeing people who are completely escaping their, call it, middle class shackles or their rat race, or even, you know, poverty through the internet. So there are all these proper rags to riches stories, and it is a viable thing. Going viral can change your life, and we see it every damn day. So now we get to this. The fucked ingredient in all of this is pretty much everything. So I think you've got the product, you've got the video, and then you've got your potential audience, and all three are cooked. Do you know what I mean? So the product is shit. It's basically landfill. we don't need new cases. It's not an invention. There's no relationship to the actual product. Like, it's not like an artist who's making something and I have a relationship to their art. It's just like, oh, someone's getting rich off this. I want to get rich off this as well.
Yeah, and make sure you go look at the video on the Instagram, or if you're watching YouTube, really study those cases, man, because they are in no way... I'm almost certain in no way unique, and you could totally get them at a Kmart,
Alibaba,
or a Walmart, or an Alibaba, or a Paddy's Markets, or, you know, anything like that. You could definitely get the cases there, and I am almost certain that the people selling those cases at those locations we just mentioned are not the struggling artist that's like handcrafted them, but with their unique design or whatever. And that is why so many of those do go viral. It's like, I make these cookies with my grandma's recipe and no one's interested. Oh my god, yes I am. This is so, looks so delicious. Oh my god, yum, let me buy some, I'll do an order now. Or my art is it's so important to me, but no one's like noticed me. You've got to play your cards right, because clearly that girl with the music got a lot of people pissed off. But in this case, you're right, there's just like, well, hold on, what is your like heartbreak in this not working, other than I don't have money that I should have?
Yeah, or business savvy. And I think it's like somebody's just watched a little bit too much Gary Vee and they're like, I can also become a millionaire. And then when they haven't, they're like, or this is their sneaky way of trying to do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I wouldn't put it past them to just sneakily do it, because you see YouTubers that were doing kids' videos at one point to just... game the system and get mad money because they knew the algorithm was playing like that. They did not give a shit about Spider-Man and Elsa's potential love crossover. They wanted money.
It's canon as far as I'm concerned. I would say that God is alive, though. Okay, so like God could be dead because people need money, or because of that lust for money, or because there is a system that makes people poorer and they're not born into wealth and so they have to try these tactics. However, if you have the money for these iPhone cases without doing your research, that's on you, fam. Like, fuck you, man. I reckon God's alive because the comments are refreshing as fuck.
Yeah, nice to see that you like, because I think for the internet, it's like, for a lot of people will say like, oh, but you know, we have to be careful and like, you know, it's all disingenuous and blah, blah, blah. But no, everyone in there is sharp as hell. And they're like, well, too bad. Like that is because the product sucks, or like, do you expect us to care? And yeah, I actually kind of love seeing the narrative get twisted a little bit. It's like, wholesome video doesn't get wholesome reaction. And you know what we've said about wholesome videos in the past, so it's a win for logic. No, it's
well, we're just like like, I hate these manipulative people who are too condescending to realize that people can put two and two together.
And the comments serve as a warning, possibly, to anyone that might have been fooled by that. Not fooled, because look, if you want an iPhone case and you like it, then buy one from her. But like,
just pay shipping.
In case, swipe up to get iced up. But it's, you know, one of those things where maybe it's like, it might be a reminder for like, oh, hey, hold on. No, there's something a bit off here. Why don't I just get it from Kmart? Anyway, I'll agree with you. I'm going to say, yeah, God's dead because of those reasons. But overall, no, refreshing, made me laugh, unfortunately, at the expense of this person. But hey, something really does tell me that they'll be fine, because I reckon they would have gone harder if it was like their wit's end. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like they would have gone, well, I don't know, I can't prove that, but like, you should have gone harder if you did have a real reason to go harder. Put in a frame of the, I don't know, of the hours you spent designing it, or put a frame in of like your kids asking like to go to Disneyland and you can't get the tickets yet. I don't know, like,
I mean, like, without sounding too, you know, boomer criticizing young people for participation awards, there's a little bit of that energy where they're just like, where's mine? Where's mine? Why couldn't I do it overnight? I bought the stock.
Yeah, that's it. I did the bare minimum. Come on.
Make me a billionaire.
This fucking
anyway, God's
generation.
Alive.
Yeah, God's alive. Another episode, another time. Please, if you have friends, let them know. We're trying to... Damn it, we're definitely getting a couple more listeners, but we'd love to keep it growing. Post-pandemic, there might be some moves to be made once we've vaxxed.
You're going about it all wrong, Bryce. Nobody's listened to this pod. We're failing. We're going to close up shop.
Oh, nobody likes us.
Sorry, I actually thought 1 in 10 people listen to this podcast, so...
Idiot. Yeah, God, GL.
You guys hate us. You guys hate us. No, you actually just don't even like us. We're going to quit and no one will care. We're going to quit the podcast. No one would actually care.
I swear. Anyway, if you want to follow Bryce, check him out, Bryce V. Mills. If you want to follow God is dead, not clickbait.
Struthless69 for the cam stuff. Our YouTube, God is dead. Don't worry, the episodes are going to go up there. If you want to hit them in a binge, in a visual binge, you'll get our episodes up pretty ASAP, no doubt. And that's us. Thank you. Another Monday, another beautiful interaction.
Love you.
Love you.
Case closed.